Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-36. Betty D. Black.
It's an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 11.03 acres into 11 lots. Also requesting a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet and to be located west of Road 319, 1,560 feet south of Road 242. This application was also reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, we have not received any additional correspondence.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Hi, my name is Harry Murphy. I'm from Charles Murphy Associates. And before I start, I'd like to give, I have one copy of a letter from Denrec regarding the feasibility study. Who would like to have it?
I would say hand that up to there. I'll take it to Robertson, and he'll see that it gets where it needs to be.
The proposed subdivision is called Dunavant Heritage. It's an 11-lot subdivision located in Sussex County, the west side of County Road 319. The proposed lots will have on-site septic and water wells. The proposed subdivision street, which is Mary's Lane is the name we've chosen for, will be built to DLDOT standards, and once built and accepted, will be maintained by DLDOT. The preliminary concept for stormwater management is to collect the water from the proposed streets, houses, and driveways via roadside swales and convey it to a drainage swale down the side lot line between lots 8 and 9. From there, it will flow into a drainage or bioretention swale behind lots 7, 8, 9, and 10. A 30-foot wide planted buffer is proposed along lands of Stella Mitchell, which is currently being farmed. All proposed homes shall have a minimum of 2,000 square feet and shall be stick-built or modular. No mobile homes will be permitted. Your consideration to this application is appreciated.
All right, sir, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you.
Okay.
I believe, Mr. Burton, you're back on.
I just need you to review the stormwater management.
Okay.
I wasn't looking at a plan when you said that.
Obviously, we're at the very preliminary stages on this, but what we are talking about proposing is a 20-foot wide drainage easement across the back of the lots 7 through 10. It will actually be a retention swale, if you will. The water is going to get there by a drainage swale that's proposed between lots 8 and 9, down the side lot line between lots 8 and 9. Again, we are going to work with the Conservation District and meet all their requirements. This is all in the very preliminary stages, and the first thing I will do is sit down and meet with the Conservation District and make sure this is the way they want me to go. If they have some other preferred method, I will certainly go that route.
So the buffer there,
mm-hmm,
is where your swale is going to be.
I'm showing a proposed 30-foot wide planted buffer, and then on the back of the lots, I'm proposing a 20-foot wide drainage easement that's going to be within the building setback line.
So the drainage easement is on the lots.
On the back of the lots within the building setback line. Yes.
And the buffer is not within the lot lines.
Right. The planted buffer is outside
lot lines.
So,
yeah, right there.
Right, that's there.
It exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
I have no further questions.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Gordy?
Could you explain how this proposed subdivision would be in character with the neighboring surrounding area?
They're all single family homes in the surrounding areas, and that's what we're proposing here. No mobile homes. It's going to be a well developed subdivision. The streets will be built to DLDOT standards, so it'll be an attractive subdivision. It should not be a deterrent to the existing neighborhood. There are restrictive covenants, obviously, that are going to go with this, and they will prevent no junk cars to be kept, no horses, cattle, or swine. No commercial dog kennels. There's lots of things in the restrictive covenants that would prevent this from being an eyesore.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Lang?
I'm assuming, based on your comments, Mr. Murphy, that the lots would appear the same as lots along the public road?
Yes.
The way they're improved?
Yes.
No questions.
And Mr. Robertson?
No questions, aside from just that the restrictive covenants weren't submitted. At least I didn't receive any with any in the file. And the reason, again, that we request those is, in addition to the concerns you raised, is who's going to maintain the the buffer, the 30-foot planted buffer, and also who's going to maintain the streets?
That would be, well, the streets will be dug up.
Oh, okay.
Maintained by dug up.
We do? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. If you will take a seat, we'll see if anyone here has any applications.
Thank you.
Anyone here who wishes to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-36, Betty D. Black? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-36? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Gentlemen.